The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading at 1326 Market Street. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Morning.
Today is the 14th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Almost halfway through the month.
Almost.
Can you believe? And it's beautiful outside.
Well, you know, it is beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Today is Ride a Horse Day.
And, you're going to ride. And National Dress Up Your Dog Day. So when you came in, and David, our producer. Well, good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
All right.
Doing great.
Good. Thank you for being here this morning at the helm. You know, we're moving fast this morning. We're very excited about our upcoming guest. But I came in and Buford's here, and he's got a little red thing in his. Is it a napkin?
Bow tie.
He's got a bow tie on.
I love the creativity.
Yeah, and he's laying down there right now, and he's chewing it to pieces.
So. Today's National Dress Up Your Dog Day. Are you one of those? I mean, come on, you know if you're one of those, you know, where you dress them up, put little, booties on them. And
I don't do that.
And little bunny ears
and
stuff.
I can see you doing that.
No. The most he's going to get is a red napkin. And anyway, very thrilled to be here today on this Tuesday. Usually I don't come in on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, but I really wanted to be here for our upcoming guest, which we're going to be talking about some of the exciting things and giving tickets away. Like a membership thing for Turtle Bay. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. But first, an update with the weather. Today, it looks like it went outside this morning about 5:00 in the morning, and it's just a beautiful clear skies where you can see the stars. We're so blessed and fortunate when we think about our brothers and sisters down in Southern California. We all know that we went through where we couldn't see the skies for about 3 months when it came to those fires that happened about three and a half, four years ago. So when you can come outside and you have the blessings of fresh air, it's just like, just that starts the day on a beautiful note. So today it's going to be our highs today would be around just 65. But it doesn't feel like that. A little bit light winds, but overnight lows are around 45. Clear skies again tomorrow, Wednesday, about 65 as well. Overnight lows of 41. As we progress to the week, we just have clear skies once again. Sunny and mostly clear, and Saturday's about 58. So it's still that great turtleneck, bundle up weather, but we are as blessed as we could get. 365. Well, that was, our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I just threw the number out there before we even started about that.
Family owned business out of Anderson, been there 30 years, into the third generation, treat their customers like friends. They're really great people down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Other payment plans, you can reach them at 530-365-3793.
There we go.
And we're here with Turtle Bay.
Yes.
One of our favorite places hang out at.
And with us this morning, we have Brady Kennedy, who is the marketing manager. Good morning.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. First time on the radio.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, Kathleen Hunt, you've been on before. Good morning.
Good morning.
Usually, Brady, we like to start off with new people and tell us your most embarrassing moment in college.
Oh, my God.
No.
Stop it, Carl.
Okay, maybe we don't.
I love it. Well, why not? What got you into marketing?
I grew up in a creative family. My parents owned a photography studio downtown Reading for about 25 years.
What was the name of?
Kennedy Photography.
Okay.
So, big roots with creative projects and doing photography and marketing kind of just came really naturally for me.
Well, it is. Cool. You can see that with your, you know, they brought in it's a flyer, but
our newsletter.
Your newsletter, and it's just beautifully done. You know, I really appreciate when I see great graphics. Well laid out where you can actually read it and it makes sense and it's not too much information on one page. So I mm-hmm. think this may be going into members in the mail as well. So we'll make sure we have some more copies out here in the station. But we are here to on some levels. But anyway, so very congratulations on that. You did bring in what we call Turtle Bay admission passes. I love this. For anybody who's never really been to Turtle Bay, if you have the opportunity to get a ticket here and go in and get admission pass, you will be forever hooked.
Oh, definitely. There's so much to see. It's great fun for all ages. Really, you can come with your family. You can enjoy a night out at Chocolate After Dark with a date night. There's really so much for everyone to enjoy.
Right. And we're going to get into the Chocolate After Dark. Right, Carl?
Well, yeah. Are those tickets?
Well, yeah.
No,
those,
that's just...
Those are tickets that we're giving tickets away in the Valentine's package. And then we'll talk about these two tickets later because they brought those in to, as Jenna said, but not giving those away today in the air.
Okay. So how did Festival of Lights, how was that?
Oh, it was great.
Garden of Lights.
The Reading Garden of Lights.
Yes.
We had a really great turnout from our community. A lot of people come from out of town as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really popular in the North State in general. We get people coming from Siskiyou County, Trinity County, Chico, Sacramento area, and then, of course, it's so popular in Reading as well. I know our family makes it our holiday tradition, and we're just really, pleased to be part of that holiday magic for so many families in our community.
So, I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from people?
Well, we had our two new displays this year. We had the Peppermint Portal and the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah,
and yes.
Great.
Those were so magical. I really, personally, really loved the Enchanted Forest.
Ooh.
With the chandeliers. Uh-huh. And the chiming. And it was just
yes.
Such a nice moment where you go through there and you kind of just slow down. Everyone kind of slowed down and just really absorbed the magic of that special area. So I really love that personally.
Mm-hmm.
I have young kids and it's like Disneyland for them. They just,
right.
They love going through all of the displays, seeing the big butterflies. What about you?
My favorite was the Peppermint Portal this year. It was so beautiful how the lights just really flashed and changed to the music.
Right.
It was just so beautiful.
It was great. Enchanted Forest, people were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking to other people who've been there, everybody really liked that.
We went twice.
As you're walking through and music starts, it's a motion sensor and all that. The igloo, of course.
The igloos were very popular, yeah.
Oh,
I really liked the meadow grass right before the igloos. They changed colors.
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
yeah.
The igloos though, we were lucky enough to have one evening, and it is
everybody gets a pizza.
It's free, it's free non-alcoholic beverages. It's a great. I mean the seating in there is wonderful. It's got a heater in there for those nights that when we were there that it was raining.
Yeah.
It's really a good deal. I mean, you can bring in, I think, eight friends or something
eight
like that.
Eight friends, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Well, now that that's wrapped up, the good thing about that is, okay, so January 5th is the last night, and now they are, Turtle Bay is getting ready for an experience that you don't want to forget. That's a decadent evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk all about that and how you can get tickets and what that evening is. Now, many of you, when you think about Valentine's, it just gets so overstimulated in the fact that you can't get if you do get a reservation, you can only go from 5 to 6 or from 7. Anyway, so I would think how nice to be able to say, or you get some friends together because it is the weekend of Super Bowl and happens on the 7th, which is Friday, and you can just enjoy so many things that we're going to talk about after the break. We want to hear from Brady and from Kathleen all the surprises that are going to be going on.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business right here in Reading for about 18 years. It's a local bank, local board of directors. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. A full-service bank that has won awards, national-level awards, for being one of the best small banks in the nation. They are a full-service bank, and we do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy with them. For more information, just stop by one of the branches and talk to them. They're real friendly. Or look it up on on your computer at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
children with robins and flowers. Sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more mistakes. I say, lead the way.
It's okay.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 14th of January, 7:20 in the morning, and we are here with Turtle Bay with Bailey and Catherine. Dun, 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 dun. Bailey's got the marketing department.
Brady.
That's what I've got written down
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah,
I have
it.
Brady written we down here. I just called you Bailey.
That's
is that
right.
Why you two are looking at each other and giggling?
We brought it on today, didn't we?
Okay, let's
good
go
morning.
Back to the first question. Tell us your most embarrassing.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Chocolate After Dark, which is a great event. Tell us about it, Brady.
Yes, we're very excited to bring it back. Our last one was in 2020, so it's been about 5 years. We'll be hosting it on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a really nice, kind of elevated, intimate night out at our museum with chocolate and wine tastings. We have some really amazing local producers joining us. We have some incredible local vineyards, chocolatiers, catering companies. It's going to be a really, really nice night out.
I'm excited about the lineup.
Oh, yeah. You've got Brissini and Matson and DeCaro. I've been to this event before, and I bought I've taken cards and wanted to buy wines that I've tasted there, and it's very arty and fun, and like I like the word you said, it's an elevated event. And you know what? It's real reasonable in these days and times that you can go and have a nice night out. One of the things I wanted to say to our listeners is it's $40 a ticket. And you get to really experience not only that it's in the main hall of Turtle Bay, so you get to see some of the, not the other exhibits, but inside of what's happening in the Hall of Turtle Bay, and those are always great to see as well.
It's a really, really unique date night. It's the weekend before Valentine's Day. If you're looking for a special night out with your date, it's a really fun place to go. It's also a great Galentine's Day, early Galentine's.
Yes, I've had Galentine's there.
Yeah.
Just my girlfriend's.
Enjoy some local wine. You get to meet a lot of the producers in person. And just really taste all the local flavors that make our region so unique.
Yeah, they love to talk about it, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great. Little taste of wine and wonderful hors d'oeuvres that are very interesting and curated that match the tastings.
I wanted to make sure there were, you know, the hors d'oeuvres because those were fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go there and graze.
So we have a pretty wide variety of vendors that will be joining us.
Sure.
And it's sweet and savory, chocolate-inspired. Treat. So we have one vendor is making a smoked pork loin with chocolate raspberry sauce.
Yeah, oof.
There's also a smoked brisket with chocolate.
Mm.
And then we have a few vendors that are making chocolate truffles. It's really you're gonna get the best of both worlds. You're gonna feel full. You're gonna have some really unique flavors, and it's just gonna be a really fun time.
Now, how do they get tickets?
So they're available online only. The tickets will not be sold at the door. This will likely sell out.
It always does.
Yep.
Yeah.
So visit turtlebay.org. It's $35 a ticket if you're a member, $40 if you're not a member. So a really great deal, and you really will get your money's worth. You will get a lot of tastings. You'll get a lot of different varieties of wine, and it's 21 and over. And also it's for a great cause. It's a fundraiser event for Turtle Bay. So all the event proceeds directly support Turtle Bay's educational programming and exhibits.
Okay. And Catherine, while we're sitting here, we've got this Turtle Bay moment. You had mentioned a plant sale.
Yes, this week from January 15th to 18th at the Turtle Bay Nursery, there is a house plant sale going on. Now, the nursery is open from Wednesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So January 15th through 18th, how do people get to the nursery from a different location?
Yes, the nursery is located at 1100 Arboretum Drive, which is at the other end of the Botanical Gardens. And it's just a great place. They have amazing plants and a huge selection of house plants right now.
Well, so I've not
you
been
know
to
what?
That.
We need a huge selection of house plants to replace the other ones we killed.
Well, no, I mean, we've had some that have been lasting for four or 5 years, but when the winter comes
we've gone beyond their life
expectancy, decorate our Christmas
but we keep
house.
Them going.
Yeah, so anyway, that sounds great. I've not been to that before, and I've been to the outside plant sale, but so this will be, will they bring the plants outside, or how does that look?
A lot of the plants are made, propagated in the greenhouse, so
right.
They might keep them there in the greenhouse.
I've never been to the greenhouse, so that's going to be, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I know that part of the property. Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk more about Turtle Bay. You've got a new exhibit, Mission Aerospace. It's opening January 18th. Tell us about what that is. My dad was an aeronautical engineer, so I think he would love this kind of, event.
Yeah, definitely. So it opens this Saturday, January 18th. It's Mission Aerospace. It's going to be a really, really special exhibit. It covers basically all of the technological advances in aeronautics, in space travel, different advancements in technology from NASA. It's going to be really hands-on, interactive.
And it's a maze.
Ooh. Yes.
So it's done by Minotaur Mazes that have also done a previous one that we've had last year called Amazing Pollinators. So that was a great exhibit.
Yes.
And so we're hoping this is going to be amazing as well.
Well, so let's talk about, okay, so we have Chocolate After Dark, we have the plant sale, we have the Mission Aerospace, and we have about, closing thoughts here. Chocolate After Dark, tickets are $40, go to turtlebay.org. It will sell out quickly, and you only sell like 350 tickets, so yeah. And you want to get there early because, you know, you don't want to stand in line too much because it's so yummy. You want to savor what you stand in line for.
Right.
All right. So how about some of the new art exhibits coming up?
Yes. On February 1st, we have the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition. That'll be some really incredible artists from all over the country showing some of their work. And we also have a famous artist exhibit opening, I think, at the end of the month. And that's going to be a really fun community exhibit of student artwork.
Student
So a really great community thing to go to as well.
All right.
Well, the fact that, Glowing Wild.
You got a date to kick off. Some people need it.
So Glowing Wild will open this year on April 4th, and it runs through June 8th, and we're really, really excited about that. We're planning it right now. We have all new light displays this year, which is really going to be unique.
Last year was great. We loved the savannas and the animals and all that, and the sounds.
So we got new ones.
There's an under the sea exhibit, so lots of sea creatures.
Ooh.
There's going to be really cool octopus display.
Mermaids?
Whales.
Yeah, we'll see.
What if we need
mermaids? We had a dragon last year that took like 12 trucks to get in here.
Oh, man, that was just great. So that's how you entered.
I think we're going to have an eagle this year.
Mm. Yeah, we have some Pacific Northwest animals, I believe. And then it's Year of the Snake this year. So last year was Year of the Dragon.
Year of the Snake.
Of the Snake,
I have all types of comments about that.
Well, no, I mean...
And that starts now. But there's a break during this, right, for the rodeo.
Yep.
I believe there's a break in the show because it goes till June, right? Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No, June 8th.
It
begins June 8th.
Oh, it begins?
No, because it's April 4th through June 8th.
Okay, sorry.
It's Glowing Wild.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And,
so stay tuned for that.
I tell you what, I enjoyed that one a lot. So I'm looking, you've got big shoes to fill to make it.
Well, you've got a summer feeling, and then you've got a winter feeling, and the beautiful thing is that you embrace the outdoor elements, because last year when we went to Glowing Wild, we went, we started just like we do with Garden of Lights. We went early, so you were seeing and reading, but then we went into a little alcove with our friend, and we were talking and catching up, and then by the time we were finished that, we walked out, and there it was, dark. And now we have two complete magic kingdoms. When it was dark, and
it's such a beautiful experience with the sun coming down.
Yes.
And then I had the same experience last year where I went through with my family and
with the interactive light displays.
It was dark by the time that we left, and it was just so magical.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Turtle Bay and Brady and Catherine, just to make sure I get it right.
Thank you for coming
and sharing, because so many things, but this, the closest thing that's coming up, of course, is Chocolate After Dark. And that's going to be, it's a great event, my friends. Even I enjoyed it.
You make you sound like you're just a knuckle dragger.
No, I'm not a wine drinker.
Well, but you enjoyed it.
But it was a good time.
You like that chocolate. Brisket.
Chocolate brisket.
Yeah, and you were like, how do I make this? Because Carl likes to cook.
Last thoughts.
Chef Ray gone.
Last thoughts.
Visit our website, turtlebay.org/chocolate. Has a full list of all the amazing businesses that are going to be joining us. It's going to be a really great time. We have live music. There's a discount for members for tickets, and you don't want to miss it.
And don't forget Havana Nights, which is Saturday, March 15th. This sells out as well. That's the big Turtle Bay fundraiser at the Convention Center, but what do we call it?
The Civic Auditorium.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic night. Can't wait for that. It's always so much fun.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. And
Thank you.
Portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, Redding Electric has rebates available that can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back with the Northern California Veterans Home.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located in just beautiful downtown Redding, with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. It's workers' compensation if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of delays, because of denials, or just you're just not sure because it keeps dragging on. Give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to paralegals. You're going to be talking to Patrick. You want to go back to work. Your family wants you back at work. And Patrick can help that happen. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Give them a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we're here with the Northern California Veterans Home and Darlene McCusker.
Yeah, you got it.
And Mark Wilkinson. Hi. Good
Hi.
Morning.
How are you?
Okay. So, you know, I've heard, maybe you told me this, but they were evacuating veterans from the Southern California area.
Yes, the West LA home has been doing some evacuations. They've
okay.
been farming out those residents to other veterans' homes down there.
Did we get it? Oh, down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we didn't have any of them come up here.
No,
too
not
far.
Yet.
Not yet.
I mean,
okay.
Maybe if Ventura evacuates, we might get some up here just because we have the space, but we'll see.
Okay.
It's all a work in progress, but headquarters is all over it, so they're well taken care of.
When you say you have we have space up here, do we have space in there?
We do have some space for an emergency situation.
Emergencies.
Like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Likely they would bring their own staff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be cool.
I'm trying to figure out where that is in West L.A. It's a 396-bed long-term facility. I'm looking it up right now because I wanted to find out. It's on Nimitz Avenue. And I can't, when you think about fires moving so quickly, and we've got several friends down in Los Angeles, and it used to be, in fact, when we first met, this is a back sidebar, so forgive me. We met at an event that was for the Motion Television, Picture Fund Home, and I don't know if they've closed that, but they used to be in that area where, this would be for, screenwriters, anybody who ever worked on motion pictures, and they needed a place to go to at the end of their lives. And some of them had their memories and some didn't, but they all took care of their own. So it wasn't like you were famous necessarily, but you held the, the boom during the time of movies. So when I think about that area and that I lived down there for 7 years, and Carl and I met down there, it's a travesty, but it's interesting that we talk about that today because you say they're standing by and they're organized, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. That's all I can say is the organization of getting people out.
Yeah,
yeah, they're on top of it.
All safe.
Yeah, the ones who are independent, more able to, they've gone with friends or family or evacuated on their own. It's more of the skilled nursing folks that they have
right.
relocated. But everybody's doing well. They're all safe. They're all taken care of. So we're just hoping for the best and that these fires calm down.
We need to, for our listeners, because Carl and I, we talk about it and you're in it. But let's let our listeners know one more time today, as they tune in, about the VA home here in Reading. How many beds? What do they need? Where do what's it all about? Because we're in it, we walk it. A lot of people are like, oh, isn't that out there on Knighton Road? Tell us about it.
All right. You want me to take this?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So our Reading Veterans Home is one of 8 California Department of Veterans Affairs homes. We can have up to 153 residents. We have 150 rooms, and 3 on the independent living side are slated for spouses. So what that means is we can have a veteran-veteran couple. We can have a veteran-non-veteran couple. It doesn't matter, but we have 3 rooms that can hold 2 people. So that's where we get the 153 from. We have 30 rooms in our memory care unit, 30 rooms in skilled nursing, and 90 on the RCFE, that's residential care facilities for the elderly. Typically, the requirements are an honorable discharge, 55 or older, or some, severe disability. I don't think we've ever had anybody younger than 55.
Not that I
don't
of,
think
no.
so. But it's a great place. They're taken care of. The room and board is taken care of. Food is taken care of. Activities are taken care of. Sometimes we go do fun stuff like go to the rodeo or the fair or Cool April Nights or whatever.
Marine Corps Ball.
Where they might, well, you know, in that event, the home doesn't always pay for everything. So if we go like on a Walmart shopping trip, obviously we're not buying everybody's things. They bring their own money, but they are really well taken care of there. On the residential care side, which is pretty independent, if they're still able to drive and have a license and their car's registered and insured, they can come and go as they please.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they pay 55% of their gross monthly income to live on that side, and that includes everything. So on the skilled nursing side, they pay 70% of their gross monthly income just because the ratio of staff is higher, obviously, because it's a higher level of care. This leads right into service connection because...
Is that 100%? If they're 100% disabled, is that the same amount?
I'm going to get there.
Oh, so, well, that's why I thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah.
Good lead.
Yeah, on the RCFE side, it doesn't matter if you're service connected 0 or 100%. It doesn't matter. Everybody pays 55%.
Right.
However, if the time comes or you're admitted to, you know, the skilled nursing side, if you're 70% or greater service connected, then you pay $0 to live there.
Okay.
If you're below 70% service connected, then you pay 70% of your
gross
monthly.
Back again. If you're over 70%, you pay...
Zero.
Over 70%.
Zero. Yeah. So that leads me into, I do tours for prospective, you know, residents quite often, and I always ask them, you know, are you service connected? And I would say probably 85% look at me and they don't even
know
what service
connection
is. They have
no idea what it is.
Yeah. Right. So,
and what is that?
Service connection is basically any ailment or disability or condition that you either had pre-service, developed in the service, or developed afterwards, if they can tie it back,
wow,
the VA doctor can tie it back to your time in the military, the VA will rate you, you know, a certain percentage. So maybe you have neuropathy in one foot, that's 5%. Your other foot, another 5%.
Wow.
It gradually adds up.
Jeez.
Yeah, my dad is 100%, but he didn't start out at 100%.
Right.
He started out at 30, and as
he
developed,
and the reason, it's rare that you start off at 100%.
Right.
But what happens is, say you break a leg, and I'm just using that as a...
hypothetical.
Or you have, or, you know, you've jumped out of airplanes a lot, and your feet are bothering you, like one of our good friends.
Mm-hmm.
What happens over the years, it just, mm-hmm, it doesn't get better. Mm-hmm. It just keeps getting worse. So you go back to the VA every, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, and they'll look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's gotten worse, they'll give you a higher percentage.
Yeah, and even with the PACT Act, they started including a lot more things like the burn pits in Iraq.
The burn pits,
Afghanistan.
Agent Orange, mm-hmm, I'm going to run down the street, have a big incident, and get my, you know, get... No, I'm just kidding. But you'll see it where you start, and then over the years, you're going to get more just because your body starts wearing down.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. It takes a long time through the VA, and, you know, my dad had to reapply multiple times, but he's 100%.
Well,
he gets some decent money, too.
Does he live in California?
Nevada.
Okay. If you live in California, you get one free registration. One vehicle registration is free.
If you're 100%.
If you're 100%. And then, and you get that little blue thing there, which I've seen people with that, and I'm kind of like, okay.
Well, if they're 100%, they're 100%.
But they are 100%. And here's the other thing, too. You'll see people walking around, you'll go, of course, you wouldn't know that they're 100%. But it's things like back problems, knee, mm-hmm, problems.
Hearing problems.
Hearing problems, mm-hmm, PTSD in some cases. Mm-hmm. So you don't notice that. But it doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
And I think somebody explained it's kind of like workers' compensation.
Yeah, kind of.
If you get injured on the job, you get workers' compensation, and that's essentially what this is.
Yeah,
well,
I think it's a great benefit.
And
it's
if you haven't done it, if you were injured in the military and you haven't gone to see anybody, go down to our Veteran Services office down here on
Shasta
Street. Go on down there and talk to them. Because you know, this is one of your benefits that you earned while you were in the military.
Mm-hmm,
and
absolutely.
At least find out about it. And, you know, they'll set up an appointment at the VA or with a specialist in this, and they'll come down and you go through their test. And what about your hearing? You're in the artillery, or you're in a ship and it's loud in the, mm-hmm, ships, or just being around shooting a lot, or aircraft, any of those things, and you have tinnitus. Hey, That's a disability.
And I love the fact that you're giving tours. So we are going to be talking about that when we get back from the break about how one would get a hold of you.
Okay.
Because what happens here on the morning show is that, like I said, people are tinkering around their house or they're in their car or, you know, they're listening and they're hearing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And so the fact that they may think, wow, you know what, can I do that? Or maybe my dad or my uncle or my brother or whatever, a neighbor, you know, could benefit from this knowledge.
Hey, we're getting ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR.
Oh, let's get ready.
Okay, after the break, we're going to play a song, and all you have to do is call in, tell us what the name is, and we'll take as many entrants as possible.
The name of the song, 530-605-4567, and the package
is a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill. A dozen stunning long-stem red roses.
From?
That's from Reading Florist. 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet's Bon Appetit.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay.
But let's not forget
February 7th. So we're going to do the drawing on February 3rd. So get yourself in here. You can enter as many times as you want. And we're going to make that drawing on February 3rd. So after the break, we're going to come right back in. You're going to hear the music, and then you can start calling. Okay, we'll be right back.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Now is the time to call.
Give us a call at 605-4567, David. Is our 66. Anyway,
65 and 66.
All right. And David's standing by. So what's the song? Do you want to take your sweetie out on Valentine's?
It is big. And there's going to be a table reserved at Taroko.
Right there by the piano.
Linda is singing that night.
Well, I'm going to get up and do some numbers.
Linda is singing that night, and Pat Karch is playing. So it's going to be a great
night.
I'm
going to be eating and drinking, and then I'll go, ooh, I want to do this song, because it's like, you know, it's the 14th, and then I have to
give us a call, 605-4567.
Regurgitate, and then sing
another
song.
And if you get close to the song, David will help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Because we want to have a lot of people entering this. We've got a page now, so we want to keep going. All right. Hey, we're here with Darlene McCusker and Mark Wilkinson from the Northern California Veterans Home out there. We talked about
Service Connected.
Yeah, I can't remember it myself. It is a big deal. And if you're not sure what that is, just give the Shasta County Veteran Service Office a call, and they'll walk you through all of this. Now, other things, y'all, is it hard keeping, I shouldn't say hard, but you have to keep you working to keep everybody amused there?
Yes, indeed. I'll take this one.
being
the supervisor of activities, we are very, very busy keeping the folks amused, as you said.
And all right.
We got a lot of different folks in there with a lot of different interests, so it's a constant challenge and enjoyable challenge to make sure everyone gets to do what they like to do.
She's like trivia and bingo.
Oh, yeah. Bingo is still...
No strip poker allowed.
No, we do all play poker and blackjack.
Maybe not Twister.
None of the other. No, yeah. No Twister.
But we may do like...
Tai Chi. We do some Tai Chi.
Okay.
Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Well, Pat Karch and I are going to be...
Twister.
Yeah, it's been a long time. People don't even know what that is, you know.
I do. That's old school.
Baby oil twister.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, put that in your mind to take it home. This is the kind of thing she did in the 70s. So anyway...
Now you have... You have excursions, like you said. That
we go on a lot of outings. Yeah,
Turtle Bay.
How many?
Yes, indeed.
What kind of waiting list do you all have there, darling?
Typically, the wait list. I mean, it varies. There's a lot of different factors that come into play. But to live on the independent side, it's usually 6 months to a year ish.
Okay.
And on the skilled nursing side, it's 5 years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or longer. Yeah. So I always tell when I bring people through for tours, if they're hesitant or waffling, I always tell them, just get your application in, because that's the start. And there's a lot of back and forth paperwork. Like, you might think that you've submitted everything. Our admissions crew will look at it and be like, okay, Linda, we've got everything except for this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go to the doctor and, you know, have medical. And then
like buying a house.
Yeah, once your application is complete, then we contact you for what we call a PIE. It's a pre-admission interview where you'll sit down with the doctors and nurses and social work, and they'll kind of evaluate you.
This is for the
VA. This is to get into the home.
Yeah.
This is just to get into the home, both sides.
This is just to get a spot on the waiting list.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but if you're thinking about this and you're still living at your house and all that, but you say, well, this is kind of where I'd like to do. Yeah. What happens then, okay, you put in your application, you're approved, and it comes up, your name comes up, and you can't do it right then, so hey, do you drop them back a person, or do they go back to the beginning again?
They can defer one time, and I can't remember if it's 60 or 90 days that we'll give them grace.
Okay.
But if they need to defer a second time, then they get kicked off and they have to come back on the wait list. I encourage people to come in on the independent side. I know a lot of times it's hard to give up your everything, right? But you can still come and go as you please. And if you get in on the RCFE side, the wait list is shorter. And if the time comes where you develop Alzheimer's or dementia, or you know, something that you need to be on the skilled nursing side for, we don't kick you out and put you back on that 5-year wait list. You just slide right over to an open room. Once you're in for life.
Okay, no, that's really great. Right. Yeah, that's
good. Progress is really
and
good.
One thing also about the couples is, say we get a non-veteran and a veteran spouse, the veteran does have to come in first, or they come in together, but if that veteran were to pass away before the non-veteran does, we don't kick that non-veteran out. We keep them, we honor them, and, you know, for the rest of their life.
You know, that's also really
huge.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's is huge, because, things. You know, yeah, I mean, they're in their 80s and the
or
veteran
older.
Passes or older.
And losing maybe eyesight and losing mm-hmm. the ability to do things.
Yeah, but you keep the spouse.
We keep
or the spouse
yeah.
can stay
and
there.
And the spouses yeah. still get memorialized yep. on our wall out in front.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
when they pass
away,
cool. they get the same kind of, you know, honor
okay.
that our veterans do. So it's really cool.
Do you have much of a turnover? I wouldn't think you do.
I think when most people get in, they stay in.
They stay in.
Once
as far
in a while,
as the residents,
we'll have a couple yeah. people go, but it's not common. One person moved up from one of the other homes and went back just to be closer to family. But one thing about the wait list is you can only be on the wait list for one home at a time. But say our wait list is too long for you, but maybe Yountville or Fresno or Chula Vista or Barstow, maybe their wait list is shorter. You go in there. You know, maybe you could just take admission into Barstow. You do a year there, and then you get put on a transfer list if you ultimately want to get back to Reading or go to any other home. Once you're in the system, so that's a
Barstow.
Good thing.
Barstow.
And we have 8 homes right now, so.
Yeah, 8, like you were saying, you started off, and I love the information, because we can never, you know, our heads are so full with so much information everywhere that it's important in 2025 to get, like, clear on the statistics. So thank you for starting out with the 8 homes in California.
Yes. Okay, so say somebody says, you know, this is something it's time and I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they start?
They can either come to the home and pick up an application. They can do an application online, or they can call and we can mail it. Admissions is 224-3800. All of the women that work in there are fantastic. They're super.
Or you can go onto your webpage, which
mm-hmm.
is
calvet.ca.gov, and then there's a subsection for veterans homes, and you would just find ours. And there's information page.
I would
too.
Recommend, if this is something you're thinking about, that you go out and you visit
mm-hmm.
and take a tour.
Yep.
And see if this is the kind of lifestyle that you could be, you know, enjoy. I mean, people out there seem to be, you know, living a really great life.
Yeah.
Out there.
So on this Wednesday, Pat Karch, I just want to say this, Pat Karch is so great. And he does so much with giving of his time and music and what he does to give his love. So we're blessed that we get to do an hour at happy hour for you guys on Wednesday.
Come on Thursday.
I mean,
right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What is the day? Hold on.
Thursday.
You're coming Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday at 2. Sorry, I don't know why I had Wednesday. Anyway, so I've got, yeah, we talked about that. Looking at my calendar is like a day off. Thursday at 2, and is that like a weekly thing? Now, Thursday at 2, we have happy hour.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so the guys, everybody.
They love it. That's
they
a popular
forward,
one.
Yeah,
we
right.
We get a good crowd in there.
We'll do some Dean Martin stories
awesome.
And, you know, music that I'm sure that they will love. And I just feel very fortunate that I can do that, and that you know, we got this crowd that loves to do that, and that you put music together and events together and all the things that you do to keep the mind going.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Keep
That's
the
right.
activities. Keep it pumping.
Yeah. Is this the first time you're coming out to do that?
No.
Yeah. We've
she's
done
been out
like
before.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
happy
I've
hour's
done,
fun.
I've never done happy hour. I think I did
You've done the national anthem
yes,
several times.
And then some other kind of morning something somewhere. I don't
yep.
maybe 10 years ago.
And Carl spoke at our Marine birthday party years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful place. It honors veterans. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It honors the veterans, and they're taken care of. You know, if there's problems, you never see it. The like you said, that, you know, people may be thinking about it. They may be in their 70s, and, you know, everything's going fine, and, you know, but as time goes on, you know, you've got to think down the road. You know, especially if you're by yourself or or you're, you know, the person with you is also getting old.
Another thought.
Doesn't hurt to get get yourself on a list.
Absolutely. There. Another thought for veterans or non-veterans alike that are interested in the place to come down and get a volunteer application. It's another nice way to get a peek on what the home's all about and a huge help to the not only the activities department, but a huge help to the veterans. And we're able to do a lot of amazing things with the help of support of our wonderful community. So come on out.
All right. Thanks, guys, so much for being with us this morning. We're going to take a break here. We're coming back. We've got
Shasta Regional.
Yeah, we've got Lynn Ann Foster here. We're going to be talking about Go Red and all the things that are happening with that event as well with Shasta Regional.
And we'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some fireworks this morning at Senate confirmation hearings for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Republican Roger Wicker says Hegseth would shake up the Pentagon, while Democrat Jack Reed calls allegations against the nominee extremely alarming. And then several protesters chimed in, managing to interrupt the proceedings a few times. Congressman Michael Waltz, chosen by President-elect Trump for National Security Advisor, testifying for Hegseth.
I can't imagine having a more capable partner in my position as National Security Advisor. Pete is a man of family, of faith, and he's committed to making our country stronger again.
For his part, Hegseth calls himself a change agent, vowing to foster what he terms a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Addressing military personnel, officers and enlisted, quoting Hegseth, "Thank you for figuratively and literally having my back. I pledge to do the same for you." Former special counsel Jack Smith claims that his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated allegations that President-elect Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election. Overnight, the Justice Department released Smith's report, which Mr. Trump dismisses as bogus and Smith as deranged. The prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden is defending his work.
Special counsel in the Hunter Biden cases, David Weiss, says his probes were the culmination of thorough, impartial investigations, not partisan politics. And he's criticizing President Biden for pardoning his son and, in his words, maligning officials involved with his prosecution. Weiss and his team filed gun and tax charges against the younger Biden that resulted in felony convictions, subsequently wiped away by presidential pardon. Weiss says Biden's criticism undermines the very foundation of the justice system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow's up 125. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. You know, I lost over 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. Nearly 3 years later, I've kept it off. You know why? Because I trusted Dr. Ashley Lucas and the terrific team at PhD Weight Loss. They've been making America healthy for over 10 years. Millions are being spent on weight loss injections that have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Do what I did. Take the natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. Based on science and nutrition, a proven roadmap that has helped over 8,000 clients lose weight and keep it off. You'll learn how to quiet the cravings, finally release that unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry, and you're never going to be taking a medication. How many pounds do you want to lose in 2025? PhD Weight Loss, leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767. Just text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
The political upheaval in South Korea may be coming to a head as impeachment proceedings against President Yoon advance.
The first hearing is expected to conclude quickly in Yoon Suk-yeol's absence. If the impeachment is upheld, he will be removed from office, triggering a snap presidential election within 60 days. The president also faces a criminal investigation for alleged insurrection and abuse of power, both related to his martial law decree. A police official stressed the priority was to resolve bloodshed in the event of a confrontation with President Yoon's supporters or his security staff.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. Vietnam and Russia have inked an agreement to boost cooperation on nuclear energy. Happened during the Russian Prime Minister's two-day visit to Hanoi. The Southeast Asian country has been trying to revive its nuclear energy plans since it shelved building two nuclear power plants back in 2016. News and analysis at townhall.com. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis said Sunday he doesn't think President-elect Donald Trump's desire to acquire Greenland is crazy.
In fact, Sarita said he thinks Greenland is a strategic gold mine for the United States. During a radio interview, he said, quote, "It's not a crazy idea. We could do an awful lot in terms of business, investment, box out the Russians, box out the Chinese, and work very closely with Greenland." He added, "It's geographically very important. It's full of strategic minerals, rare earth, probably a lot of gold. It's got a lot of natural resources. It doesn't have to become the 51st state, but it can certainly be an economic objective for us." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The IRS distributing roughly $2.4 billion to taxpayers who didn't receive their COVID stimulus payments. By the end of January, roughly 1 million taxpayers will receive special payments of up to $1,400. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from the studio of the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios right here in downtown Redding. Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 14th of January. A month away today is Valentine's Day. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the boards today, and besides it being National Dress Up Your Dog Day, which I think Buford still has his bow tie on. What other day do we have here?
All right, we've got.
Can't hear you, buddy.
Hot Pastrami Day.
Oh, okay.
I think more importantly, we got Ratification Day.
Ratification Day.
So that's January 14th annually recognizes the act of officially ending the American Revolution.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad. You know, so officially, 250 years ago, it was ended. Okay.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, that really, that's a lot of food for thought there. Okay.
Have some hot pastrami.
Yeah. And think about it.
You can take your dressed up dog there.
Oh, love it. Okay.
I see people that put these things on their dogs, like pajamas and all this stuff. I mean, I wonder about that. I mean, does a dog like it?
I don't know. I think a dog just wants to be loved. Sometimes I think they just tolerate us, you know. Okay. Welcome to our morning show. I'm here today. Usually I'm not here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I came in specifically because I really am so, what do I want to say? I admire our next guest so much that I wanted to be here this morning with Lynann Foster, who is head of marketing, a director of marketing for Shasta Regional Medical Center, and all things. So we're going to be talking about some very important events that are coming up and what's happening with the hospital in 2025, et cetera. But first, let me get to the weather. Today, if you look outside, I was out at 5 o'clock this morning. The sky was clear with the stars. We're so blessed to have this clear air. Our highs today will be 65 and our overnight lows of 45. Tomorrow, calls are about the same, 65, 41. And as we progress through the week, we just have beautiful, clear skies. I think we just drop a few temperatures on Saturday with about 58, but we don't have any rain or it's not super stormy or anything in the forecast. A great time to be out, take walks, clean out the attic, do what you need to do in order to get ready for that 2025, you know, start the year off with being organized, whatever that is for you. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they do give senior and veteran discounts up three generations, always doing angel work as well. Love the Kinney family. 365-3793. Well, here we are with Lynann. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here, and what a kind thing to say. I appreciate you
much. I wanted to come in and see you and share with our listeners the things that you've been working on. So a lot of changes at the hospital.
Yep, all great changes. I'm really excited about what 2025 is going to look like, not only for the event we're going to talk about today, but for all things in healthcare that Shasta Regional Medical Center has to bring to our community.
Well, why don't we talk about that first? Let's talk about some of the changes at the hospital and healthcare. We had this conversation last night with a group I was with about where, you know, the state of healthcare. So let's talk on a positive note. about what that looks like.
Okay. Well, I can talk about specifically what it looks like for Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yes.
And first and foremost, we have an amazing new leader, our new CEO. I don't know if he can be new anymore, but he is. It's Sam Mitani, and he's been great in leading us through this coming change. And what his focus has been, first and foremost, has been our staff and making sure that our staff is okay and solid, which we were, have been, and will be. Secondly, and still just as important, is the patient care, the patient experience that we provide at Shasta Regional Medical Center is definitely a high priority, and staff are completely engaged in our patient safety and patient experience, and it's really energizing to see the change in them and very powerful to experience how much they truly care.
Beautifully said, beautifully said. And something that you, let's just go segue into this real fast, because along with, almost like that was a mission statement about, you know, where you are mentally and physically with the hospital, is that you do this event every year, and I think that brings a great light to February as being Heart Month, and that's next That's next month. And something you also do, which I found to be just so beneficial, and that's called the Ladies Night Out. So we're going to talk about those two events. But let's first talk about, and this sells out. I think it's almost sold out.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It's an awesome problem to have. I'm actually speaking with the venue to figure out rearranging tables so we can get
maybe one or two more
people. Yeah, because what I was sharing with you earlier, Linda, is there's also this new energy around this event, and the message is still so relevant and valid 17 years later. And the people that are contacting me for tables, are a different group of businesses and community leaders, and I want them to hear this important educational information about their heart. So I'm trying to get more call me, email me.
Right.
We'll work it out.
right. So what we're talking about is Go Redding.
Yes.
It's when you see the women in red, or you've open up the Enjoy magazine and see these wonderful advertisements. What that's about is you're going to have this event that really talks about women's heart health, and how so many times you've had speakers that talk about that actually were in the hospital as workers in the hospital that just didn't even want to look at it. It's like, I'm okay, I have indigestion.
Right, exactly. And that's so typical for women, just because there's so much, right? You are exhausted. You haven't gotten enough sleep. You are out of breath. You do have a stomach ache. Your jaw does hurt. You're trying to manage all of these things, yet it's so easy to put them off on, oh, work is stressful. I had an argument with my husband. My kids are going to four different schools and interested in 17 different sports. And so you put it on that when more, well, I want to say more often than not, but at times it's your heart. You're having a heart attack, and to recognize those signs and symptoms and to take them seriously. Like, don't be embarrassed. Like, I think, well, probably not. Like, my kids were being obnoxious last night. I'm not having a heart attack. You might be. So come to the hospital, call 911, see someone in the emergency room, and we'll sort it out.
Well, you saved somebody, one of your own people's lives doing that.
That has happened a few times, yeah.
Yeah, we're working at the hospital. A nurse was ignoring these because she just thought it was, you know, job stress or something. Mm-hmm. All those things that came on. And you, I think it was you that walked in there and looked at her and took her by the hand down to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Saved her life.
Yeah, she said to me, I don't want to make a scene. And I'm like, do you not remember all of the years that Dr. Khan has said that this is exactly? So, anyway, that did happen to her. She is doing very well now, and we're
yeah,
grateful
she was
for
on
that.
She was on the show but talking about that. Yeah.
But she did go to the emergency room.
Good. So you have a nationally renowned interventional cardiologist.
Yes.
That will be speaking. And we've seen her now. Is she coming in specifically just to speak? Okay. Dr. Dipti Ichi, okay, we've got this. Itchy Haberia.
Yes.
I think we're getting close. I don't want to slaughter her name because I'll be emceeing. She's going to be presenting an inspiring educational discussion filled with warmth and humor, and we love that. We've always known Dr. Kahn. We are so blessed that we have Dr. Kahn and his office of heart specialists here.
Well,
and
thanks to him that she's coming. He's sponsoring her presentation. She's coming from San Diego area, and thanks to Dr. Kahn and the Cardiovascular Center, we're able to have this.
Itchy.
Yeah, there you go. Renowned specialist.
Fantastic. So she's going to be, and Irene Salter, and you hear that name around. We've seen her at, at the Turtle Bay events, and she is a keynote speaker, and she'll be talking about what's the opposite of overwhelmed. What is the opposite of overwhelmed? I can't wait to hear it.
I know, right? We will find out, because are we not all feeling a little overwhelmed? I'd like the opposite.
Have you ever been so stressed out yourself that maybe you felt your jaw being tight?
Yeah, like right here, like under my ears, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh,
what is
happening?
Yeah, so do you, so then one of the things, we got to take a break. Okay. When we come back here, we're here with the Shasta Regional, and our special guest today is Lynn Ann Foster. We're talking about February's Heart Month, what's going on with Shasta Regional. We are always very interested in supporting our hospitals and Shasta Regional, and I've been there before and had to be hospitalized for 4 days, and I can only say how much I appreciated being there and being taken care of by staff.
This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. She's got one division for insurance and one for financial management. And Judy knows her way around both sides of the room. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Taking a look at the fires down in L.A., and then you have to go back and you go, well, what about my insurance plans? You want somebody to take a look at it for a free review and evaluation for your insurance, your retirement plans, your health insurance. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Like I said, we're going in there this week to do an uptick on insurance, business insurance, and other ones there. See what Judy thinks. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And I can't say enough about Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 16 in the morning, and it's about 45 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Well, good morning. And David, did we have a bunch of calls on that last Valentine package?
Yes, we did.
All right. So we're going to be doing that again in this hour because, you know, that's going to be a wonderful on February 14th. But, gosh, we're going to give it away on the 3rd, which is...
Gives you time to plan.
Yeah, that includes 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark, a $100 gift certificate to Taroko. Where on the 14th, Pat Karch will be playing piano. Your table's reserved right up front by the piano. I'll be singing a couple songs that night. Also, a dozen long-stem roses will find Reading florists. And 22, excuse me.
Two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit.
I mean, 22. So you can actually come and then share those with people. Here, have a truffle on me. Anyway, we've got a great moment in front of us here. We love Lynn Ann Foster. We've been involved with Shasta Regional for a long time. And
we love you guys, too.
We love having the different doctors and the different departments on. It's been so wonderful for our listeners.
The things I've learned from Shasta Regional, I've been able to share. I was with somebody yesterday, in fact, who has arterial fibrillation. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. And he's on blood thinners. Mm. And I said, Shasta Regional has this procedure. It's called the Watchman. And it will go in there and take out, because he hates being on blood thinners. He's active. He's a hunter. He's a sportsman. Mm-hmm. And he gets, of course, if you're on blood thinners and you mm-hmm. bang into something.
Yeah.
And I told him about this procedure. So mm-hmm. he's going to talk to his heart guy.
Oh, fantastic.
About this. And
good.
I said that they do this. The only place north of Sacramento that does this is right here at Shasta Regional.
Mm-hmm. And what's cool about how we're growing is that you can get procedures and services right here at home. You don't have to go to Sacramento. You don't have to maneuver your insurance wildly to be out of town. Mm-hmm. You can be close to family. Hometown healthcare is right here, and you have access to it, and we are more than happy to care for you and your loved ones. The family experience when a loved one is in the hospital is just as important as the patient experience, and we completely recognize that.
You've got this other... for non-threatening emergencies, but you have to go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
You have this get care now to reserve a treatment time. You know, so, I mean, it's not, it's an emergency room, but, instead of being there and waiting for a couple hours, you can stay at home, come in and be seen.
Right.
And that is just a great idea.
Yeah, we've got it. We've been doing it a little over a year now, and it's really working well for patients. Now, there is the exception where you come in and you still are going to have to wait because something emergent has come in. So, of course, those patients will get priority.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you, yeah, you go online, ChastaRegionalMedicalCenter.com to, and then click the Get Care Now link to our emergency page, and then you set the time. You're like, you look at what the times we have available, and you click the yeah. time that works for you.
Yeah, not if you have, life-threatening emergencies, of course, but say you got a real bad case of the flu, it's Saturday, right. and, you know, your fever yeah. and all that yeah. stuff. Wait at home, more comfortable, come on in, and, right. and then
right.
be seen. It's,
you put
it's a
in
great,
your...
it's a great, I think it's a great, thing that you all have
yeah,
offered
no,
here.
It's great. And you put yeah, in your service. Symptoms, and if there's anything emergent, we pick up on it and we deny your appointment and encourage you to either call 911 or come in immediately.
So let's say you just had a something, whatever, and, you know, it's the holidays, which is really the time people have heart attacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, again, we were talking about women and heart health.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that tight jaw.
Yeah.
And you're just like, is that a symptom?
Yeah. How, it can be.
You can call in, make an appointment, and then say in the, you were talking about your symptoms, experiencing tight jaw, worried.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then
yep,
then do they get back to you then, or do you just, how does that work then?
So someone on our end reads your descriptives like, that you mm-hmm. put in and then approves your appointment. When you come in, then you also go up to the registration window and you let them know you've made an appointment. And with something like that, you would mostly, now I'm not clinical, but in my experience, what I've seen is then you would get an EKG just to rule out the heart thing. That's the very first thing you do with those kind of symptoms, especially if you verbalize that you're worried about a heart attack mm-hmm. because of the tight jaw, because mm-hmm. of what you learned at the Go Reading Luncheon.
Right, right.
So they 100% would address those concerns and symptoms first.
And if people can't get to the Go Red Luncheon, let's talk about Ladies Night Out, because I have been to this event several times. I like to bring my girlfriends. It's Tuesday, February 27th. So that's from 5:30 to 7:30, and this is free.
It is. It is. So at the beginning of the month, February 7th, we have our Go Reading Luncheon, education, information, heart health, wellness. Then at the end of the month, once you have absorbed all this information and talked to your friends about it, you can come to Ladies Night Out. It's free heart health screenings. Now, this is a very limited event because we want to make sure that all of the women that sign up are able to go through all of the screenings. So it's limited to 50 women.
Wow.
You get your cholesterol, A1C, EKGs, blood pressure, a Tanisha scale, which is essentially body mass index.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Khan will be there and to talk and how he manages that evening. It's a Q&A. So it's 50 women sitting around asking these professional cardiologists about their heart health. And it's just a wonderful 2 hours to really get some information about what your heart health looks like.
So space is limited. I'm telling you about this now. So how does one sign up?
So through our Facebook page, you can message Shasta Regional Facebook page or email me. Now, it's a little long, so if you're listening, go back to Facebook or our website, ShastaRegionalMedicalCenter.com. But my email is lfoster5@primehealthcare.com.
I'm looking at Facebook now as we speak, so because I want to mm-hmm. sign up,
okay.
and I want to make sure that I can bring somebody I know right now mm-hmm. that I would like to come with me, because they would probably be somebody who didn't. If this, what's nice about this, you make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clinical,
no.
even though it's
yes.
clinical.
Yes. And Linda, what, and I know I've shared this with you before, but this is the fourth or fifth year that we've done this,
mm.
and every year we catch somebody off guard with, you have a problem. You
yes.
need to go see a cardiologist. And I'm like, what? I had no idea. And it's been some of the women that we've connected with, it's been significant.
Well, here's the
you
thing
know,
that
if I
want to...
We had a guest. He's my co-host
mm-hmm.
for Shasta Rachel.
Oh, yes.
in here.
Yes.
And he said something about, God, you know, because he walks 5 miles in a day. It's getting a little bit harder going mm-hmm. up these hills. And his doctor is sitting here, he's looking, and he looks over at him and says, why don't you come in? That was on a Wednesday. Friday, he had open heart surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just from, you know, it's, it's there, mm-hmm. and you don't ignore it,
mm-mm.
because you catch it, and he's back to his 5 miles.
Yeah.
Our next door neighbor got the valve replacement,
yeah.
the TAVR
yeah.
that you all have here
yeah.
at
which
Shasta
has been
Regional.
Very successful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah we yeah. just had a huge celebration yeah. around our 100th case.
So. Yeah.
Man, he's a testimony, too, because within 2 or 3 days, you see him out walking around like,
yeah, well,
what?
Maybe not quite that fast, because that's what I used to say. He said, well, it was when the first week, and now he's back up.
Right.
It
yeah,
was five.
So great to
he and
that.
His wife.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'd like to reiterate that not just only for women, but for men, too. If you know your bodies, and if you have that little whisper, like, oh, I don't know about this, and then, oh, I'd be too embarrassed. What's the worst that's going to happen? If you come to the emergency room and get checked out and there's nothing wrong, fantastic. You're
right.
a little embarrassed. You have a good story to tell your friends. If there's something wrong, there's a potential that your life is going to be saved. So come see us. We can take care of you at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have the procedures. We have the processes. We have the staff. We have the cardiologist.
Will you stay with us in the next segment?
I will stay with you as long as you would like.
Are we going to take a break here on KCNR? You're listening to Carla Lindblad.
Wait. When we come back.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and listening, streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When we come back from this break, we're going to be playing another love song. And when
right.
we do, just give us a call.
David's going to be standing by.
At 530-605-4567, 4566, or how about this, 4565. We can fill up all the lines, and you get entered. We just need your name and your phone number, and you're in for this great, great event for Valentine's Day. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yep, it's 8:30. I always make my read here. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967 in Cypress Square Shopping Center. Across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. I've never had a bad haircut there. 17 years, maybe it's 18 years now. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I make an appointment, which works for me. I just call 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by. If there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It is not a hair salon. They have two barbers, and you're going to get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold.
All right, we're standing by for you to call on that love song. David's about ready to play for the contest.
When we
for
come
February
back
14.
From this break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padrón 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cause tonight is a night for feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night.
605-4567.
66 or 65.
Give us a call and be in that February 14th drawing. Oh my gosh.
It's got everything there in it.
What do we have? We've got $100 ticket, $100 gift certificate for Taroko. And you're going to have a place right next to Pat Cards playing on the piano. And I may get up and sing a few love songs. Carl and I are going to be sitting there enjoying our dinner with some friends as well. You also get a dozen long stem roses valued at $146. Can you believe how much it costs to get roses today? That's from Redding Florist, and two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquets, plus two tickets to Chocolate After Dark, and we know that that sells out really at Turtle Bay, and that's going to be on February 7th. This package will be drawn on the 3rd of February, so the 7th, you can do the 7th, and then the 14th, and I mean, man, if you're romancing somebody, this is like the ticket. I would like to be romanced like that. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Please. But you have, you know, Lynn Ann, you've got chickens. You are a chicken.
Are we gonna make time for my chickens?
About your chickens. Because I've always wanted chickens and we can technically have four downtown, but then I think about, we live downtown. We don't have acres where you can scoop the poop and throw it over the fence and make a garden.
And that is an issue. That's something smart to think about.
Let's hear about your chickens.
We have 15 chickens.
Oh, man.
I love them all. They follow me around our property. Ugh. And they compete for my attention with our goats. And so it makes me feel really special.
And you have, 5 acres?
Yeah.
All right. I saw this. This reel yesterday. There's snow on the ground in some spot that doesn't get snow. And this woman's walking out and inside the shed that's covered is all these goats. All these goats. And one goose.
Oh my God.
She goes, come on out. Come on out. And not one of them was going to step out into the snow. She says, goat goose, you're always the leader. Come on. And the goose is looking at her, turns around, walks in between all the goats. I think goats are just, I could watch goats, especially the little ones.
Yeah, our goats are a little spoiled. They're cute. They're cute. I let them out.
But they're also, they can be get into trouble.
Yeah, they can. Well, my husband's really good at managing their troubles.
Goat herding.
Yes, yeah. But they're super helpful with his weed eating and eating things that they should eat. So it's fine. They really don't get into stuff that they shouldn't.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You've trained them well.
Yeah,
and then you have your chickens. So.
Yeah.
Especially now when we think about the price of eggs.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
crazy. Are they laying right now?
There we go.
What happened?
Hey, we just... Okay.
Oh, all right. There we go.
That's
hello.
Right.
We get static.
So, we talked about the price of
eggs.
They,
are they laying it right now?
Every day, 15 eggs a day.
Okay, now see that, because I have, when I go to Pilates, there's a gal there that has chickens, and she said that her particular chickens, when it comes to different kinds of weather, they stop.
This is true. They do. When it gets really cold, they slow down.
Yes.
And then when it gets really hot, they slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But our girls are still going at it. So we're good.
What do you feed them?
That's right. I don't know. Again, that's my husband's department.
Oh, my gosh. Now, when you go, is this a routine you do every morning? Do you go out and throw food or talk?
We let them out in the morning and then in the evening, so they run around.
Yes.
And then in the evening, we, go throw food and put them to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, and they roost.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. It's
how much fun.
They're fun. They're a good time. They keep my heart healthy because they keep me happy.
Yeah, I keep you happy. Now, do you have a garden?
No.
I was thinking when you have that poop.
I know, and I've tried, and I've talked to a good friend who I'm sure is listening right now and going, Lynn Ann, come on, who's tried to help me with a garden.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I was thinking about the fact that you have those raised beds.
Yeah.
If it's not something you can dig and you can, you're just maybe not ready to do that where you put the certain watering technique in it, they have those raised beds which look nice, and you can maybe start with some lettuce and carrots or something on the easy side.
I know, Linda.
Maybe herbs.
I know.
I don't know.
And I love basil. Like, I've tried that, and I'm...
I mean,
I want to be better at it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It doesn't bring me joy yet.
But
though.
You know, you're an executive, and so you are. You hold an executive position. You do, and so when you are in kind of a high powered, I'm not trying to say that to elevate, but you're really working all the time and fielding calls and putting on events like this, and it's. You know, it's enough to just come home and try to have dinner and be a wife and keep a home, but to be able to have this kind of responsibility is a very huge thing.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It feels like another responsibility. Right now, my mom's a great gardener, so we'll see. Someday if it brings me joy, I'm sure I'll do it. Right now, it's me and my chickens.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. That's a good place to start. So we've talked about February's Heart Month. We have Friday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn, close to being sold out, but there could be a few tickets or maybe a table opening up.
Yeah, this morning there's still tables available, and I'm working on arranging
yes.
the table, so there's more.
And ladies' night out, which is only 50 people, you've already gotten a text from a mutual friend that wants to be on that list because it's really an important night.
It's so important. I can't overspeak or emphasize the importance of that night. The screenings are what's key. So we have this ladies' night that we're going to do for screening, and then later in the year we'll do another community health fair where we'll offer screenings. But if you have the time and opportunity to join us on Thursday, February 27th from 5:30 to 7:30.
It's a Tuesday. I'm sorry. It says Tuesday, February 27th.
Yeah, it's Thursday, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Thursday,
February 27th.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. And so you're going to get down. Tell us about the screenings again on that day.
Okay, so A1C, cholesterol, EKGs, blood pressure, Tanisha scale, which is essentially body mass index, and then Dr. Khan will be there from Cardiovascular Center to talk about women's heart health, and also you'll have the opportunity to ask specific questions. Because it's such an intimate group, he manages it like a Q&A, and you feel free to ask whatever you would like to ask of him.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else about, do you have closing thoughts on these events?
Just that I encourage everyone to take themselves seriously if you get an inkling that there's something wrong or that you feel like you need to be checked. Get checked. We're here for you.
Okay. The one of the things about Dr. Khan, he's been on several times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he leaves me with this tidbit.
Yep.
One was Christmas, and the day after Christmas, biggest days for heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mention Thanksgiving, but I thought Thanksgiving might be in there.
Mm.
The other thing he said, if you walk 30 minutes a day, you will extend your life 5 years without changing anything else. And that was interesting. But, and he said, if you can't walk 30 minutes a day, you walk a minute.
Right.
Then you walk 2 minutes. Right. Then you, he says you do 30 minutes a day and it will extend your life. And I'm sure it has to do with, you know, your heart rate and, you know, your physical capabilities. You know, like, you know, when I'm working out, I'm checking my pulse all the time, mm-hmm. trying to keep it above a certain level, which is, difficult for me because I have a tendency just to sit down and look at other people working really hard. So
we're something here is better than nothing. Go for a minute walk. Walk to the corner and back. What? However you can start. Movement is good.
We're here with Lynn Ann Foster, and we'll be right back. One more segment. What do you want to hit?
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition. I came in specifically because, you know, I wanted to be here for Lynn Ann Foster on, Shasta Regional Medical Center and group, February's Heart Month. Ladies Night Out is also in February. We've been talking about those dates, which is February 7th for the Go Reading, which is like one of the main events of the year.
Yes.
People love to come to this event. And then the Ladies Night Out with Limited, which is February 27th, Thursday, February 27th. We talked about that with Lynn Ann. But you've received some, the hospital, and you, working inside the hospital, these are things that we really want the, our listeners to know about some of the outstanding awards that you as a hospital unit have received recently.
I would love to share this with you because it speaks to the incredible talent of our entire staff, from physicians all the way through, nursing staff to support staff, all of it. Anyway, we have A grade from LeapFrog, a hospital rating system for patient safety, the only A in Reading. We are so proud of it.
Wow.
And then we also have a health grades five-star award for patient safety as well. So all of our protocols and processes within the hospital for keeping our patients safe is working, and we're doing a really good job, and I'm very proud of our staff.
Now, do you have people that come in from areas and how they grade you? How is it? Are you graded by the patients? Are you graded by California state, whatever, that comes in and they, okay, we're going to, and do you know that they're there?
All of that. So it depends on the award, but it is based on patient feedback and outcomes, again, depending on the award. And we don't know when or how they're going to be surveyed for these specific awards. So it just depends on the award. Like the other one that we have is a gold stroke award, and that is from the American Heart Association. That's solely based on our outcomes for how we manage our stroke
How you manage
patients.
Stroke patients, mm-hmm. and this is what we're talking about this morning.
And we are gold, baby. We're gold.
Man, that's great. And then you got five stars in what?
Another one for patient safety from health grades.
Well, that's fantastic. And then, of course, to think that you are the only certified chest pain center in Reading.
Yes. Yeah. So we have all of the, again, process and protocols. So if you think you're having a heart attack, if you're having a heart attack, if you need any of our programs such as the TAVR or the Watchman or full on, if you need heart surgery, then after all of those, we also have cardiac rehab for you. We have the full program to help you with your heart health. And we are certified in that, which also means that we have a team behind it ensuring that our processes and protocols are top-notch all the time.
You know, for women that turn, when we start going through the changes of our hormones,
mm-hmm.
and then thyroid comes in,
mm-hmm.
and all those things affect, like, oh, my God, you know, what is it called when you don't, your heartbeat skips and has
right.
all the...
Yeah.
AFib,
yeah.
whatever you think that you may be having. And then you start to get your specialists together because you're not really sure, like, what's happened where all of a sudden we're 50 and we go through these changes, right?
Right.
And that, we're talking about that a lot in that February Heart Month.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it has been touched on a bit, and I believe it's going to be an important bigger message this year, is that there is something between menopause and how it affects your heart and the way that we pay attention to it. Like if you're having a hot flash or palpitations or, you know, all of the other weight gain, weight loss, all of those, yes, or can be related to menopause. Also, yes, to heart attack. So
mm-hmm.
where's that line where you really dive in deep and try and figure that out? And, of course, your specialist, your physician, and then a cardiologist can help you. First and foremost, if there's any question, even if you're in the midst of menopause and you know it's a hot flash, if there's something else going on, come to the emergency room and let's just get you sorted out.
And your gold award was... You got a gold award.
For stroke. Yeah, from the American Heart Association.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
For stroke care.
Okay, well, those are things to really wave your flag. And I wanted you to come on to wave your flag, talk about these are good things when people are talking about where we are in our with our medical in Reading. People complain. And so I want to hear this is positive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just complaining about you. They're just talking about the general state of medical
right.
and what people have to do to go through insurance, et cetera, and doctors leaving and doctors coming, et cetera. But you have some new care. You have some new in Shots Medical Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have new providers over there. And I think that it has been, for the past few years,
Healthcare has just been difficult. It's been difficult for the professional side of it, and it's been difficult for the patient side of it. And I think there's starting to be a shift. And definitely Shasta Regional Medical Center is part of that positive shift.
Right.
To help ensure that we have the providers at our medical group, that we have the specialties that you need in the hospital, that we have the quality care, that we have the patient safety, that we have the quality specialists. And that shift is changing, and we're definitely a leader in that.
You know, and then your residency program, which we, you know, we haven't mentioned yet, but you've got, I think, 20.
I believe we have 20 now. We're going to eventually have 27. We just did our first graduation. So, yeah, that program is rolling and doing
really
well. And
the story behind this is these are residents that come in and work for 3 years during their residency here at Shasta Regional. You try to pick them from an area, so we'd like to keep them here.
Mm-hmm.
And two of your new graduates or soon-to-be graduates were sitting here, and they want to stay in Reading.
Yeah, well, why not, right? It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, they want to stay in Reading.
Yeah,
so.
I think initially people come with hesitancy, and then you build a life here, and it's a great place to live, work, and play.
And that residency program introduces them to Reading and the North State.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's still prospering, and you get thousands of applications every year to come here to Reading.
Yeah, it's quite a process. I'm not a part of that process, but I understand it is a very diligent process.
So, I mean, again, it's to enhance the medical care that people have. And you imagine you have 22 doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, they're all working different shifts and throughout and helping other clinics and all these things. But that's, you know, that's 22 more doctors and soon to be 27 doctors.
Right. And the other thing that we have the privilege, I'm going to call it the privilege of, is with our new CEO, who is not from this area, but he has a broad depth of expertise in leadership and working in hospitals and all kinds of perspectives and ideas that are implementable here. That just because you do what you do, you don't really think to change that quickly and that hard. But there's little tweaks that we can make that he's helping us make that are just making huge leaps and bounds for what we're going to be able to provide at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So his fresh perspective is amazing, and he also is finding a love for Reading. So I'm very excited about that.
I had lunch with Sam. He says I like to, you know, do local stuff. So we went to Damburger.
And
had lunch there, and had, you know, it's been years since I've been in Damburger, but we sat there and had lunch and had a great conversation.
Yeah,
he's a very interesting man.
Yeah, he is interesting. He's very smart, and he's a good leader. So, you got to get him to gifts, though. That's the test, right? That's the local test.
Got to get him. Oh, Griff. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That'll be the next one.
Right?
Wow. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in there. Yeah, gosh.
Hey, don't go in there. I went in there. When Rob Pletty was the police chief.
Right? Oh man.
Oh yeah,
that's some time ago, babe.
Oh, I know, but that's what I'm saying. And you don't even want to go in with the police chief because then the collateral damage is for everybody around there.
Yeah.
But the Griffberger. If you don't know what we're talking about, go there
and
just say something flippant to the cook and see what happens. It's kind of like the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. You don't want to get this started.
Yeah. Right. It's funny.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you both always. I'm looking forward to this year and being on your show. And, Linda, your support and
thank you.
Just your talent for Go Reading. I just appreciate you so much. So thank you.
Well, I
our MC, that has not been brought up yet.
Oh,
Linda is going to be master of ceremony.
Honored to have been asked. And a Dr. Dupti, Ichipo Oria and Irene Salter. It's going
to
be a.
You've got all the way to that to
phonetically
that day
do it. That's
to,
right.
To get the right pronunciation.
And
of
I think I don't know if she looks familiar, and I don't know if why she looks familiar. If she's been here before.
She did. Dr. Khan hosts a amazing conference. Conference every year, and she has spoken at that.
Okay.
Because you sing there. Every year.
Well, we do a little jazzy thing on the patio.
Right.
So it's always fun.
Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff's Department's going to join us, and the Korean War Veteran Group is going to join us tomorrow. We'll find out from the sheriff what's the latest on what's happening with the jail and the status of Shasta County.
A fresh perspective of 2025 and what the plans are.
Yeah, we want to talk about what happened in 2024. Now, I don't, but it'll be the sheriff's department. He may have, as he does sometimes, which I really enjoy, the same thing with Chief Barner, is they send their department heads in here. So you can really learn a lot about what, how the system works. And, you know, from somebody that's right in the middle of it, like, the captain that came in last time with us. She's taken over the administration of it, but she had
Ortega. Reagan Ortega.
Captain, and she has, you know, a ton of experience, and it's the same thing when the sheriff sends in one of his department heads. We get a real lowdown on how it works. And, you know, like we learned a lot about the body cameras.
Yes.
When Captain Ortega was on. So it's the same thing with the sheriff, but when the sheriff comes in or the chief, they can, you know, they give that, where are we going? Where we've been?
Like an overall update.
Yeah,
so do tune in tomorrow. Yeah, and we always appreciate our Shasta Regional hour where we really get to hear from the heads of the departments and the CEO and Lin-Ann of all the things where they're going in 2025. And a positive note, the growth. And we appreciate that here on KCNR. And thank you for being with us this morning.
And remember, Ladies' Night Out and the Go Red Luncheon. In February.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there. It's going to be sunny with a high around 65. It's about 48 right now, but it'll get warmer quicker. God bless America.
Back down. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical